I just want to start with open your Bibles to Philippians 4. We're going to go there, and my whole message switched today because some things came in the news that I feel like I need to share and connect some dots. And I love my snail mail, and this just, thank you for a breath of sanity in perilous times. And I just love getting these little notes. I look forward to them. And it is. It's a crazy world we're living in. And we have a few cheerleaders here that are really out of control. We're rejoicing in the Lord. We're being scriptural, right? If you only knew what happened, we just won't tell you. But I only have one fingernail left on this hand. I'm not trying to be mean or anything, but they all fell off. So I just think we need to have a little realness every once in a while. It's been a day. Yeah, and she said I had a spot on my dress. I had to clean that. It's just been.
I don't have any that stayed on.
It's good to laugh, guys. Life isn't perfect. We don't have to be perfect, and it's good to show our humanity. We're all a little crazy in our certain ways. Some are OCD, some are too lazy, some are too workaholic. And have fun, God says. Just enjoy each other. I had to lighten you up a little bit. This is kind of a heavy message. But this is reality, and this is what we're going to talk about is, let's start with the scripture here. And my whole message got switched today because of what's going on in our news. And I think it's really important that we share what's going on from a biblical perspective. Things are being forced in these big box stores. As you know, things are going on, and this is all part of the agenda. And I remember in 2015 when I started seeing this stuff, I started preaching it and I lost a lot of people because they did not want to hear this and they thought we were nuts. Well, now that it's here, it's not to scare us, but it's to prepare us. It's to prepare us for the beast system that's been here. It's always been here, but it's increasing. It's rising. And we live in this world, but we're not of it. But we still live here. We still live here. We have to deal with what's going on. In Philippians 4:1, this is to encourage some of you ladies out there. We always get attacked for sharing the gospel or to do whatever we're doing. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. I beseech, whatever her name is here, Euodias, and beseech Saitychia. These names, you know? Okay, I just wrecked them all. That they be of the same mind in the Lord. Now, who are these two people? They're women, okay? And then he said, I entreat thee also, true yoke fellows, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. Women are still called to labor in the gospel. They did with Paul. If Paul was here, I'd be right there helping him. Amen. So anyway, just be encouraged. Doesn't matter what people say. Do what God's asked you to do. I've had an assignment, I know, from 2015 to preach on the new system that's coming in. And I didn't want to do it, but I felt like the Lord said, you're supposed to, because nobody else wants to do it. And so I did. I tried to stay at my post, be in season, out of season, declaring what's coming, because it's coming whether we like it or not, whether we confess it away, whatever we, it's the plan of the Antichrist system. And we know the Antichrist system has to come into being, but we don't like it when it happens. But God doesn't want us to be scared. He said not to fear. We're not to be concerned. We're not to worry. Here, and he says, rejoice in the Lord. That's what we did tonight. We rejoiced. You know, you gotta laugh when we have a laughing group here. That you gotta laugh. It's if you're stressed and you're going through a lot, there's nothing more joyful than just having a good fellowship with people that you can laugh, and it just, you know, it's a medicine. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. I could teach a message on that. We better not stop there. The Lord is at hand. Be careful, or be anxious, some translations say. Be anxious for nothing. Even though the bad things are happening, and our world is literally turning inside out. And one of the things I want to tell you tonight, too, is watch your children. The children are being targeted everywhere. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And I think when we start murmuring, we're not thankful. We have to start being thankful for what we do have. Be thankful, because there's a lot of things to grumble about. And when we start grumbling and mumbling, it's showing us that we're really not thankful, because we're allowing the world to creep its way into our lives. And it's work to try to renew our minds and to stay in the Lord and keep walking in the Spirit and not get over in the flesh. So with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord. And that's, people have said, now that we've come out of these movements, how do we pray? Like a little child. Let your requests be made known to the Lord. Don't make it religious. Don't make it hard. Just stay simple. Let your requests be made known unto the Lord. Let it go. And when you do that, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, there's no way you should have peace, but because you cast it on the Lord, he's taking care of us. We need our sanity in this day and age for what's going on. And passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. But I want to encourage you in verse 3, help those women which labored with me in the gospel. Women, I know you're being cut down a lot by a lot of people that say you shouldn't be doing this and that. Do what God tells you to do. We answer to him, right? The first thing I want to share is a report that came directly from the WHO, which is the World Health Organization, or the Assembly in Geneva. And this is important because in a year from now, things are going to change. We thought a lot has happened, but I believe these are some good times. Enjoy every single day you have. There's a lot of things that we need to do. Buy things now. We just watched something yesterday that said the price of things is going to go up this summer. Buy things what you need now while you can, and be wise. Don't be afraid. Be prepared, but don't be scared. There's only so much you can do with what's all going on, but do what you can do. And big reports are coming out now about how bad fluoride is. I wasn't going to plan on saying this, but we're just going with the flow. If you brush your teeth with fluoride and you brush too much, even though you think you're... Your teeth can crack and fall out. Did you know that? Because fluoride, now they've suppressed a lot of these articles, but fluoride is a toxin and it's not good. There's a warning on your toothpaste with it. So try, and it's a dumbed down agent. It's what they used in the concentration camps. And it lowers your IQ. And that's what they want. They want to dumb down society. So these little things, get a distiller and have distilled water and do things that you can do while you can still do it. Anyway, so this has to do with the World Assembly that they just had. This is a report, and I'm going to quote some of the things she said from a former Minnesota congresswoman. She said, we're on the brink of a major historical event. And this is the other thing that makes me mad, is that nobody's talking about these things. These are major events that are happening that all pastors should be sharing. I don't consider myself a pastor or whatever. I've had every title in the book, and I just go by now a believer. We don't need titles. But this should be spread, and I just ask you, share this message tonight. There's going to be a lot of things that we need to know what's going on, and your family and your loved ones need to know, and we need to say it while we can, because more censoring is coming, more censorship and silence for the truth. The targets are the truth tellers in this day, because they want one narrative. So we have to use this opportunity as while we still can. Do the things we can do right now. So we're on the brink of a major historical event in which power is in the process of shifting from nation states to international bodies affiliated with the United Nations. Now, this was a 76th annual World Health Assembly that just happened here in Switzerland in May. And she said, she was there, this congresswoman, ex-congresswoman, all new pandemic accord that would shift massive amounts of power from national governments over to the United Nations, World Health Organizations, and its director general. This includes the United States. Again, we start off with be anxious for nothing, because if you're prepared, you're not scared. And that's why they said this, 2 weeks for the spread. Well, look what happened. We were prepared. Our group was prepared. We knew, because we studied and we were prepared. We weren't scared. And I just say that to say, I hope we all learned our lesson because they're going to do it again. The world, they came out with a new thing. Another plan is coming out the end of the fall or whatever. So don't be afraid. Be prepared. And, you know, the people that we used to look for instruction and direction, sometimes they're the enemies now. You can't trust some of these people. No person is going to come and save us except for Jesus. Amen. And there's going to be a political circus like we have never seen in this Republican Party. The candidates are already starting to just go after each other. And don't get involved in it. Just know that this is part of the circus. So she said that they provided her with a timetable for the nations of the world to enter into this global, we've been talking about this here, the global system that's coming, which the Bible says, and it has to happen, right? The global pact surrendering their sovereignty over public health emergencies to the WHO. They will take a final vote on whether to hand over their sovereignty to the WHO 1 year from today at the 77th World Health Assembly in May of 2024. So we need to pray. We need to be alert. We need to study. And study to show yourself approved no matter what I say or anyone else says. Do your own research and make sure you're not being led down the wrong path. We all are responsible to study to show ourselves approved, not only in the Bible, but also what's being told us, what's propaganda, what the narrative is, what they're pushing. And as Christians, we should know that persecution is definitely on the way. That vote will, because he said, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Yeah. Well, they haven't hated us yet, but we are about to see some hate. That vote will be on the package of 300 amendments that are changing the current international health rules. That's a lot of amendments. The delegates will also vote on the Global Pandemic Health Treaty and Accord. So this is two documents. And so far, she said, there was no dissent registered by any nations. All of them were going along. It's a unified voice of support for passage of the amendments and the proposed pandemic treaty. What does this all mean? The final package of amendments will be presented to the United Nations in January of 2024. I'm not reading all of this, but the globalists plan to achieve world domination. And we know that a one world has been their goal for many, 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 can't even say how long. And why does this concern us, and what does this have to do with what's coming in the future? Because they want digital health certificates, not only digital health certificates, but they want digital everything, digital money, digital everything, and everything is going to be controlled and traced. So this is the start of it. It's not here yet, but we do see signs of it, that we are not allowed to pay cash in some places. You notice that there's a real shaking going on in banks because this is all part of the reset. And we don't like it, but they're doing it anyway. The digital health certificates is included in the proposed amendments to the IHR. The G20 nations all agreed at their summit in Indonesia last November that they wanted every nation to accept this and implement it. And one of the things we're seeing is open borders. I was just thinking of how God created everything, and everything is being turned upside down. God created nations to be separate. Now they're all combining. They want a one world, one religion, one everything. God created man and woman. They want confusion. Everything is being turned upside down. It's just a digital expansion of what everyone already accepts. And then you already do have a worldwide digital ID system that easily becomes the B system. This is a quote from someone that went to this meeting. This was another person. And nobody's talking about it. They could push that through just very quietly and very silently because nobody is talking about it. Because if people knew what was going on, there would be great pushback. So we need people to know what is going on. They have these systems in place already. All they have to do is sneak it under the guise of some other issue. And that's how they pass their laws. They stick it in. And just to finish this here, this article, Whatever they agree to at this World Health Assembly this year or 1 year from now in 2024 will be binding on the 194 member states or nations. And the WHO will have the power to say what is disinformation or misinformation. This is where it involves us, because truth will no longer be truth unless they say it's truth. The WHO will be the arbitrator, the whatever that word is, of what the science is. In other words, they tell you what the science is, which we've already experienced. And this is a massive power grab. If this passes, it will go beyond pandemics to any health emergency as declared by the WHO. That can include anything from climate change to bang-bang violence, I'll put in there for the rhythms here, or the so-called attacks on confusion of genders. They call it an attack, it can be an emergency, anything can be what they say it will be. So this is a power grab. And another thing that was said in this meeting, this whole organization is intent on establishing a platform for global governance through health care. The Biden administration is working to let these organizations, to let this organization, to quote, centralize authority, not just for pandemics, but for any health emergency in the hands of the director general of this organization. They can declare anything a science. They'll have a lot of power to say what we can and cannot do. If you don't obey their rules, then you don't get the rewards. They have rewards and punishments set in place, which we saw just a little bit in the last couple years of some of the threats. And I have a feeling they're not going to be so nice this next time. They want, and they already have, surveillance over every citizen in Earth, and they intend to control us through healthcare. Another quote from this congresswoman, she said, they talked about one health. So when decisions are made about health care, they will see what the impact would be on the climate change. Congresswoman said, it boils down, this is her words, humans equal cockroaches equals a dump of dirt. It's going to be a total different agenda. And what is this? This is gaslighting us. Because they're saying one thing and they're actually doing another. So we're going to go through one of the sustainable goals here, what they say and what's really happening. We're only going to do one or two. It's hard to take. It really is. It's just so much information. They use the words urgent and equity, equal outcomes for everyone on Earth with universal health care. They want more power and more control. And then again, she said, not only he did, but this woman said, this is a power grab. The United States is in this organization as well. So we need to pray and keep our eyes open and realize the beast is rising. And that means more liberties taken away and more control. So that's on that one. And then I shared this a long time ago. And I'm not saying I agree with everything in this book, but there's a lot of truth in this about the new world and the new system. And I want to just quote a couple of things that I have shared before, but now it's going to make a little more sense because we're seeing it. When I shared this years ago, I couldn't believe some of the things I was reading, and I thought, that's not going to happen in our lifetime. Well, it's happening in our lifetime. The old world is coming to an end. It will be replaced with a new way of doing things. The new world will be called, which we know, the New World Order. This new structuring will redistribute property from them that have nations and will give it to the have-not nations. And this is what America is really going through right now. They are definitely doing different things, taking things down, resetting things, getting different infrastructure. We're going through a lot of changes, and nobody's being honest about it. They're all putting it under certain headlines of, you know, we're doing this for the greater good or for the climate or this or that. No, they're really doing it for their own agendas, and they're not telling us what they're doing because there would be total riots. What is this new world? What are they going after? There's going to be, number one, changes in the family. Have we seen destruction of the family? You go to a lot of counselors, and I'm not saying all of them are bad because there are some good ones, but they will say what the agenda is. what they're paid to say. And this is what's happening now with the ESG, where corporations are going to push certain things that they would have never done before, but they won't get funding if these big corporations that are owned by BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street, they will withhold their money from them, so they have to do what they're told to do. And so they're doing it now in a lot of different places, and it's just the beginning of this. And what it reminds me of, what the Bible says, as in the days of Noah. We're in the days of Noah. So shall the coming. I was like, Lord, come. He can't come yet because it has to get worse. God's going to give people an opportunity to cry out to him. And there are going to be people that are going to cry out. And he's long-suffering. He's merciful. He loves people. He died for people. He loves them. But he's going to give them an opportunity. And that's why at this point in time, we have to be knowledgeable of what's going on. Because people that are not saved are talking. What is going on? And no one has answers. And I tell them when I talk to them, do you know anything about Agenda 2030? No, we don't know. Nobody's telling them. They should be hearing this everywhere they go in churches. You should be letting people know what is coming so they can prepare. We shouldn't be left in the dark like the world is. So they're going after the family, which we know you can have. Let me just read this. It's kind of small print here. Religion, the new religion will worship man in his mind and will... And just thinking about now, they're putting chips in people's minds. They're putting people, this is what they want to do is hack humans. And I shared this before, I forget, Harari, whatever his name is, says they want stuff under your skin. If I can just warn you, be careful of what you let them shoot you with. What's in what, and don't believe them. You got to do your own research to find out what's going on, because they want to have surveillance on the inside, not just the outside, but they want to be able to. Remember, Satan said, I will be like the Most High God. He's working at that. He's working at trying to know everything about everyone, even your thoughts. And so you need to be prepared, not scared, prepared, and know what is going on, that everything you say and do is being recorded on your phone. Another series we're watching, again, is Person of Interest. It's got a lot of information in there. It was a series that was on TV in 2000, you can still get it. But it just lets you know how it's a surveillance. Everything's on surveillance. Everything's being recorded. And we just have to know that so we can prepare and use wisdom. In Revelations 18:23, it says, for thy merchants were the great men of the earth, and by their sorceries or their pharmakia were all nations deceived. God doesn't want us to be deceived. But this is their plan, that they're going to say something and do something else. And this is gaslighting. And I've shared a lot of messages. We have been gaslit as a nation on the news. And preachers or teachers or whatever you want to call it, they're supposed to be sharing this. Just like Jesus, he was preparing us. In his words, he let us know, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. Don't love this world. Satan is the god of this world. And the church has made us more comfortable in the world, and that's all we thought about was material things. They didn't prepare you for what's coming, and they still aren't. They're giving you these false visions, going to heaven, words of the Lord. And I hate to say it, about 80% of Christians are still in all this stuff. And so what it says, those that are in favor of all these changes will become seated in the very thrones of power, generally without the public realizing that fact. And those that don't are going to be demoted. Those that go along with these agendas will be promoted, which we've already seen. Just look at the governors. The old world order will be destroyed piece by piece by a series of planned nibbles at the established format. Have we been seeing piece by piece things being destroyed? The basic tenets of Christianity, which were the base for the old order, will have to be eliminated. If the slower methodical technique of change do not happen, don't function, violence will be introduced. What are we celebrating 3 years ago today? Violence was introduced. It will be introduced and controlled by the planners. The people of the world will give up their freedom to the controllers because they will be a planned famine or some serious occurrence. It will be introduced one step at a time. They will use methods to implement these changes, fear and intimidation. Bread, circuses, mysteries, and miracles. Distractions and division. Have you ever seen as much division? And for 50 years, the black and white people were getting along just fine. I mean, there's always been stuff, but now they're trying to make the race thing alive again. And I didn't buy it last time, and I'm not buying it this time. How about you? And one last thing in this book about tomorrow's rulers. It says the newspapers are saturated with articles reporting the activities of those advocating increased governmental spending. Are we going through that right now? For a variety of unconstitutional purposes. Organizations supporting a global concept urge the world to adopt a one-world government. Psychologists preaching the destruction of the family and unit and recommending that the society rear the nation's children. This is the thing I want to talk about next, is the educational system. It will be a channel of the one world system to program, to groom, and to target our children. If I can ever say a warning, this is it. You had better know what is going on in the educational system, because things are about to get hot and heavy here. We're seeing it in the box stores. We're seeing the clothes they're trying to, this is just the beginning. And then you have to think of as the days of Noah, as the days of Lot, what were they like? Well, they were so corrupt that God sent a flood. He said, I'll never flood the earth again. But he is coming again. But he said he's not coming until these things have to happen. Unfortunately, it's on our watch. Governments are closing private schools and nations forming regional governments under which national borders are scheduled to disappear. Are we seeing the borders disappear? Are we seeing an influx of stack and packs everywhere you go? Every place in the United States, it's all by design. And they're bringing in people through the borders. Their goal is, I think it's 2030 or 2050, I'm not sure, but 75% of America will not be white. Think of that. And who's told you that? Okay, and just two more things in this book. The major worldwide movement that champions a new world government under a religious leader is a new phenomenon occurring worldwide called the New Age Movement. And I've talked a lot about the New Age Movement, but listen to this. The three main channels through which the preparation of the New Age is going on might be regarded as the church. It's not really the church, but it's the church. They're going to, and they have been doing this for a long time, substitute real churches for entertainment centers, for tickling ear centers. You're not going to get hold card truth. You're going to feel good when you leave. This is all by design, and this has been happening for a long, long time. So they're going to use the church, the Masonic Freemasons, the fraternity, and the educational field. So those are the three, the church, the Masons are going to rule everything, and the educational system. And one of the things about the educational system, they're using education as a channel to groom, to train, to teach children all the things that we told them not to do. This is, schools must equip children to have sexual partners, says the UN and the WHO. The World Health Organization and the United Nations are sexualizing little children in primary education worldwide for the purpose of normalizing, let's just call it, child attraction. I don't want to say the word. Little children are sexual beings who must have sexual partners and begin with sex as soon as possible. This is them. this reason, kindergartners and elementary schools must teach children to develop lust and sexual desire, learn masturbation, build same-sex relationships, use online pornography, and learn different sexual techniques such as oral sex. Can you believe this? This is their goal and their agenda. Parents, you better wake up. Because so long we've just been working two jobs and we just don't know. We just put our kids to school and we're like, I can't do all of it. But we got to really look and see what's really important in this day, because things are starting. You can just see it already, this push in your face stuff. You're watching a movie and here it is. All of a sudden they'll just throw this in there. And now they're doing it when you shop. The above is a paraphrased summary of the official guidelines issued by the World Health Organization and the United Nations to be educational authorities worldwide. Judicial organizations are issuing statements that sex between little children and adults should be legalized, while media outlets and political parties are calling for the acceptance of normal sexual orientation. And I'm not going to read any more of this, but look at how thick this is. That's all I could stomach. And I'm sure that's all you can stomach too. And lastly, and if you want to go online, get some of this stuff now. I went and looked today. Some of the articles that I've had before are gone. References to the Bible that I used to look for are gone. Things are changing. If you notice, things are changing. So get paperback books, get stuff in your hand. If you want it, get it now while it's still available. Kindle can be changed. They can change the words. They can change our Bible. If you have online Bible, they can change that. Every new software update, they can change words. So get your own hard copy of things. And this is the 17 goals, the real agendas that are behind these agendas. I don't want to say all of it because... we'll see if this, I've already been shadow banned, I've been everything banned. So the only thing that'll help us is if you like the videos. If nothing else, just put yes on it. It helps get these videos out. Because people need to know. I think people have a right to know truth. Yes. And I'm tired of people lying, and preachers just want to have a big church and they won't tell the truth. Truth is going to cost us something in these days. Whistleblowers are already being shut down, persecuted, and killed, if you haven't known that. But the United Nations set out with a goal in 2015 to transform our world and reimagine it in the way they see fit under the guise of sustainable development. And I warned you years ago, everything is going to be sustainable. They're saying it's sustainable, but it's a lie, because what they're doing isn't sustainable. Right. You're being gaslit. We're being gaslit once again. The cars they want you to drive are not sustainable. Throughout the years, most people have been under the illusion that these so-called sustainable goals were for the betterment of mankind until now. People are waking up to the control that's happening with their thermostats, with the smart grids. They're starting to see, wow, we can only buy one of this and one of that. This is all by design. They want total control of the food. They want to get rid of the meat, and now they're going to put in lab. I think they've already been doing it. We've caught them lately, but who knows what's in our food? I did have one thing about the appeal. I don't know if I have my notes here. It's called appeal. Not sure I had so much going on today, but I did have a whole article on it's APEEL, and it's a chemical, invisible substance that they're saying is healthy, but it is not healthy. You cannot wash it off, and it's to make all the vegetables last longer, and is coming to a store near you. Look up and research on APEEL. It's called APEEL. And it's what's going in our avocados, tomatoes, mango, all the stuff they listed. It was just too much. I was like, whoa, because they want control of the food supply. And I think it's in Denmark and a couple other countries. They've sold off all the farmland. They can no longer farm anymore. This is part of the Industrial Revolution, is to get rid of farming. They will control the food eventually. If you've got the things you've got now, chickens and all that, just enjoy them because they're coming for all that stuff. I read this years ago and I thought that won't happen. They're coming after the fireplaces in Portland where my sister lives. Stuff that we read about years ago, and so they don't want you to have your own heat. Well, how come? Because these are Luciferians. These are not Christians. And we can't comprehend it because we can't think like them. But they're demonically influenced, and they want to control and get rid of as many people as they want. I mean, that's another thing. So I know this is not the most exciting news, but it's truth. And we got to say it while we're here. So you okay out there? So people are seeing, well, what's this? Why is our weather just going crazy? And why is all of a sudden this happening and this happening? Because it's all planned. I can't go into all of it, but the sustainable goals, they want to control the world by making humans obedient, unhealthy, uneducated, unwise, unknowing, financially broke. The taxes are just going to keep going up. Have you noticed? I don't care who gets in office. They never let you get a break, do they? Because they're all working together. I don't care what you say. They go to the right, then they go to the left. They get stuff in, then they push it over there. And nobody sees the two-winged bird. Amen. Who wish to control the world by making humans obedient, unhealthy. But they're saying they're making you healthy. Their goal is, one of the sustainable goals is health. Gaslit, who wish to control the world by making humans obedient, unhealthy, uneducated. Yeah, just dumb down those kids. Unwise, unknowing, because they're easier to control. Financially broke and lacking identity of gender, while tracking and tracing their every move. Let me say that again. These real goals are to control humans, make them obedient, get stuff under their skin, get stuff on your phone, your car, you're monitored and tracked. For what? For what? Why do they need all this data on you? Why is it so important to have you tracked and traced? Who wish to control the world? Remember, Satan's goal is, I will be like the Most High God. And God is letting him at this point in time. And because of free will, God is letting us choose. You can serve the devil or you can serve the Lord, but you got to serve somebody. Remember that old song? Well, they're even saying that now with some of these clothes. Satan loves the pronouns. Satan is pushing this. This is not by accident. They're pushing it out and seeing what the reaction is, and they're kind of conditioning people for what they're bringing. And it doesn't matter how much money these beer companies or these box stores lose. These people own it. They're the merchants of the earth. They own all. They write the money. They print the money. We have no idea. That's why Jesus was so mad at the money changers and he kicked them out of the temple. He has anger towards these people that are defiling the widows and hurting people and taking their money, raising up. Because you don't really own your house. The moment that you don't pay your taxes, they come and take it. This is part of their system. We don't live in heaven yet. This isn't heaven. And then the false religious leaders that say, we're having heaven on earth. What planet are they living on? So I'm going to quote this again. They wish to control the world by making humans obedient through fear. Just put it on the screen. Remember what's happened the last 3 years? How many are dead? How many are dead? Through fear. And I'm just saying that because we're going to have another lesson. It's going to come. They're going to do this again. I heard from 2020 to 2030, they're going to do this pandemic things. So we have to be wise and listen to the Lord and understand that these are people that they're always behind the scenes. They have their puppet heads, but these people you'll never see. These are the hidden hands. These are the people that control the world. So they want you unhealthy, uneducated, unwise, unknowing. They don't want you to know things. Jesus wants us to know things. He never hid the truth. He never did things in secret, ever. He always spoke the truth. These people, they have levels. the higher the level you go, the more secrets you know, but they don't let the lower levels know what the higher... That's not the kingdom of God. That's the kingdom of the devil. And then they're serving the devil. And then they think that they're going to be rewarded. The devil is the devil. When he's done with you, thank you for your service, click. You're done. They don't need you anymore. And that's why the person of interest is also a good series, because that's kind of what happens in this show is they show you how things work. They do pre-programming. They let you know how things are, if you can handle, sit and watch it. So anyway, tracking and tracing every move. People are beginning to understand that these eugenists, dating back over a century or more, are the billionaire puppet masters who have been coordinating this controlled demolition that is quickly unraveling before our eyes. We are seeing things disappear that we never thought. They want to get rid of trains. They have a system now that they're going to put in place of these. They're going to have to get rid of diesel fuel. They're going to have to get rid of all this stuff. So how's it going to happen? Controlled demolitions. And we're watching it on the news. And just, can you handle just a five more minutes? They can't. They can't handle anymore. They always say it's to save the people and save the planet. It's for your safety and for your health. Well, I studied Germany, what they did there, and that was one of the... They keep doing the same things to different nations and the same things. So if you study history, you see the repeat of it. It's for your safety. These global goals agreed upon by all world leaders to build a greener, fairer, better world by 2030. And we all have a role, they said, in achieving them. By role, they mean that people will be required to be obedient, digital citizens, what I just talked about, with no personal rights or freedoms, and will own nothing and be happy. It's important to note that these goals are used primarily for marketing fluff to convince the masses that this is all for the greater good. Again, it's being gaslit. You're being said, told one thing. I'd rather know the truth. I know a lot of people don't. They'd rather not know the truth. I don't. But now they're freaking out because they're seeing this stuff happening. They weren't prepared. They didn't know the prices were going to go up. They didn't know all this stuff. But us, we've been studying this, and we've known. It has not been an easy way. It's not been an easy path. But at least now we know. I've always wondered, what am I here? What are we doing here? Why were we born? Where are we going? All this stuff used to bother me as a little kid. And even when I was a Christian, a lot of times, I didn't get my answers until I started doing my own research. And I started seeing this new system and what their plans are. Everything made sense. God and the devil. There's a cultural war going on. It has been, but now they're not even doing it so much. It's out in the open. And they're not going to back off. They might back off for a little and say, oh, they lost so many sales, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. They don't care. They don't care. They're grooming people. They're pushing their agendas. They're saying it's a greener, fairer, better world by 2030, and we all have a role. People are required to be obedient digital citizens with no personal rights or freedoms. And this goals, fluff, I already read that, an example is their push for everyone in the world to have access to a bank account under the guise of equality. This is what's coming. It's why the banks are going to start to fail. And this is the scary part. Under the equality, everything's about equal. The have and the have-nots. You shouldn't have that much money. Remember what Dr. Richard Day said? We went through all those things. He said, they don't want you to have that much money. Well, so far they haven't really done much about it. But when they go into equality, they want to balance everything out. The have nations have to give to the have-not nations, and they're doing it not in a good way. And to be able to provide direct assistance to those in poverty, this is what they're saying, but if you review all of their other plans around the financial industry and the digital IDs, it becomes quite clear that it is for the purpose of creating a universal basic income that is monitored and spending is controlled based on a social score derived from one's obedient levels. We'll close with that. That is a lot. So what's happening with these corporations? They have to be obedient. even though they know. They have a score they have to keep.
That's right.
There's things they have to do. They're being told what they have to do. And now the funding for the Christian organizations are being pulled out. Do you know they're exposing leaders all over worldwide? This is by design to bring down Christianity. And this is, again, a good reminder not to keep our eyes on people. Because some of this stuff, I don't even know if it's going to be true of what they're doing. They're trying to tear down the Christian culture. They want the cancel culture. We're in a cancel culture right now and a cultural war. But the good news is, I don't know how people are going to handle it that aren't Christians. But the good news is we don't put our faith in the material things. And I really recommend, don't go in debt for anything. Get out of debt. I've been saying this for years. Get out of debt. I know some people have good debt, they call it, but get out as much as you can. Don't go to Starbucks every time you want to. I don't go there anyway, but everybody just charges everything, just puts everything in. Now they have this huge credit card debt, and as the interest rise, these people are going to be stuck. And they're gonna want, you know, they create the problem, reaction, and solution, right? The Hegelian dialectic. So they're creating problems right now, and they're going to come in. Now there's going to be a huge reaction, and then they're going to come in as a white knight again in shining armor with a solution. And people are going to be so devastated, they're going to want their solution. This is what we've just been through the last 3 years. Problem, they create the problem, we get fearful, and they just run to the solution, right? Let's not do that this time. Let's be wise. Let's know what we're really dealing with here. And what this system is really being set up. The Bible warned us, the merchants of the earth, they want to deceive all the nations. Father, we thank you for keeping our eyes open, that you said don't be anxious for anything. And it's something we have to make a conscious decision not to be anxious. We got to trust you. We got to really walk by faith, the real faith that you've given us, not this fluffy fake faith that they've been telling us about for years, but the faith that you've given us, knowing that, Lord, you'll take care of us. Help us know what we should do in this hour, what we shouldn't do, what we need to get rid of, what we need to get. And everyone's at a different place and a different level. So we thank you for your Holy Spirit is still on the earth and that you lead us and you guide us, that your word is truth. Help us stand. Help us stand firm in this hour. There's coming a great shaking and many will cave. Help us stand and endure to the end. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
If you would like to see more messages from Roberta on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to her YouTube channel, Roberta Morrison. Her backup channel, Roberta Morrison 2, the number 2, and on the Living in His Presence Church website, where you can access the messages on the top center of the main webpage. There are free audio downloads of the messages. We are viewer supported. On the main webpage at the top right is a give button. Thank you for watching and see you next time.